receiving the Holy Ghost. The first transcendent event of the Restoration relates primarily to God and man. It is of the Father. The second event relates to Christ. It is of the Son. And the third event relates to the Spirit. It is of the Holy Ghost. Everyone who is confirmed a member of the church is instructed to receive the Holy Ghost. This means we are to take the initiative. We are given the gift of the Holy Ghost, but we must act in order to enjoy this gift, to receive it. When we do so, we don't need to be in the presence of the Father and the Son. It's as if we were always with them, because the Holy Ghost is the revelator of their mind and will. He is also the testifier of their reality and their divinity and of our own true nature. The Holy Ghost will purify and sanctify and make our personalities like that of Christ. He will also testify of Christ and bring us to Him and comfort us. The Holy Ghost is manifested in the ordinances, and it took the priesthood or the power of God delegated to man to teach this gospel and administer these ordinances and then to set up the church. When we enter into the gospel covenant, we commit ourselves to a program of living by the commandments. There are basically two kinds of commandments: general commandments, which God gives to all people through the prophets, and personal commandments, which He gives to us individually through the Holy Ghost. And we don't receive the personal ones until we keep the general ones, because the Lord will not give us more light and knowledge if we fail to obey the light and knowledge He has already given. He said, "For behold, thus saith the Lord God, I will give unto the children of man line upon line, precept upon precept. For unto him that receiveth I will give more. And from them that shall say, We have enough, from them shall be taken even that which they have." Close quote. The Lord wants to bless and lift His children, not condemn them by giving them something before they are ready to receive it. For instance, those who don't obey the Ten Commandments are usually not open to receiving the restored gospel. When people do accept the restored gospel, they are given additional general commandments such as tithing and the word of wisdom. And then they must obey these additional commandments in order to receive the Holy Ghost as an unending source of personal revelation. Those who do so will be crowned with blessings from above, yea, and with commandments not a few, and with revelations in their time, they that are faithful and diligent before me. That's from Doctrine and Covenants 59. I am often asked by people for counsel and advice in their efforts to seek the will of God. I have learned to respond by simply saying, "In many matters, don't you already know His will?" They usually say, "Yes." I go on to ask, "Are you doing His will in those matters?" They usually say, "Well, not entirely." My response then is, "Then don't seek His will. Just do it." Then you'll find that personal commandments will come concerning His will on these other matters that you are inquiring about.